First of all, how you know, every year you get a great matchup. It looks like it's another good one. Usually when you get Big Ten and Pac-12 together, you're going to have a good one. But what's your thoughts on Minnesota and Washington State?
Absolutely. Yeah, we expect a tough game, obviously. Every year it seems to be that way. You know, in recent history, it's been more of a barn burner, high-scoring kind of a game. And as exciting as that can be, you know, we'll wait and see what happens on actual game day. I know Minnesota has a great defense as well. So personally, I'm curious to see how they'll handle the offensive attack for Washington. And similarly, you know, Minnesota's shown themselves to do some things on offense this year. So I think it's really going to be about, is the defense for both teams going to show up and play?
You guys, as a bowl, I guess it was three. This will be year three, maybe four now that you've attached yourself or reattached to the Big Ten. How has that worked?
Yeah, perfect. I believe it's actually year three. We had Wisconsin and Nebraska in the two previous years. We love Big Ten football, and we were thrilled when we had them officially latched back onto the Holiday Bowl. We expect, again, the Big Ten football, as it's shown itself to be, is a power conference this year. I think you can make a really reasonable argument that it's the best conference in football right now. So to be able to feature a great team from a great conference is nothing but a benefit for us.
Now let's chat about the Gopher fans who will be heading out to San Diego. Obviously the weather is the highlight of this because it's, you know, teens and single digits here that time of the year. What are some things that you would recommend that Gopher fans look into when they make the travels out to California?
Absolutely. So as you're planning your trip, flying into San Diego, you know, is obviously easy, but there are a few other options. You can fly into John Wayne Airport in Orange County, LAX in Los Angeles, and both of those airports are just a really quick, inexpensive train ride down to San Diego, so that's really easy to start. When you get to San Diego, you got to check out the beach, over 70 miles of beaches, and it's beach weather too, believe it or not. And then, you know, there's great food, there's great culture. You have not lived until you've tried a California burrito from an authentic Mexican food restaurant in San Diego, so that's a part of the appeal as well. And then, yeah, tons of golf courses. We've got the world-famous San Diego Zoo. We've got SeaWorld. Really no shortage of events, and I think all in all, you'll just be happy to find yourself on a nice sunny day with your toes in the sand as opposed to shivering in the blizzard outside here.
Yeah. Shoveling snow, no doubt about that. Specific to the game, or I should say this, related to the game, you have a lot of activities as well, some exciting things. I know there's a balloon thing and some band and a parade. I mean, take us through all those things.
Yeah, definitely. So on game day, the morning of game day, we have the Holiday Bowl Parade, which takes place in the Port of San Diego, right along the harbor in downtown. It's a beautiful setup. It's the largest balloon parade in America, so it's going to feature a ton of balloons and floats, as well as both bands and drill teams and cheerleading squads from both the teams. And then later that day, at the actual stadium, just to kind of add to the tailgating experience, we've created an event called the National Funding Fan Zone. At this event, you'll have local food trucks, you'll have a sports lounge, you'll actually have an NFL Skills Combine Challenge for the kids if they want to do that. And then I think the prized takeaway of it all is a craft beer garden selection. San Diego is known for, you know, as being one of the craft brew capitals of America. And so it's free entrance into the event itself. If you want to take part in the craft beer garden, you can purchase a $20 ticket either at the event or online at sandiegobowlgames.com. And really, if you're a beer fan, you'll have nothing but a good time. I can promise you that.
There are a few of those beer fans here in the state that I'm sure are looking forward to getting out there. You mentioned a webpage. Is that basically the clearinghouse if folks have questions, game tickets, travel, things to do?
Absolutely. It spells everything out on the website. That's sandiegobowlgames.com. It'll tell you about all the events that we have leading up to the game. It'll tell you about just some other general attractions that San Diego has to offer, and then really any other detail that you're curious about.
Awesome. Thank you. We look forward to being out there later.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.